I was thinking about it today. We're leaving for your bachelor trip in 1 week.
Oh my gosh.
1 week yeah, from today. We're up in
Oh, that's so exciting, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be so
that's
much
gonna
fun.
Be so fun.
Cannot wait to see the boys.
What time of day are we leaving? Thursday night after work, I guess, actually.
Yeah, yeah, whenever. Yeah.
Probably 5.
Yeah. I mean, Devin and I will get off at 4:30. I mean, if there's no work to do, or if there, we finish all of our jobs, we'll just try to leave a little early if we can.
Yeah, Ooh. How are Isaac and Samuel driving all the way here and then driving with us up?
That's what I was thinking about today. Because Isaac might just drive. I don't know how Samuel's getting here. Isn't he living in Oregon?
He lives in Oregon. Should probably text him and ask him that. You should text him right now and see if he responds.
If he's
while
flying
we're
to Dallas.
Then he needs a ride from Dallas. Ride. Isaac can pick him up. Isaac can drive from Kansas City to Dallas.
Should I text him in the bachelor party group chat?
Yeah.
In the bachelor.
How is everybody getting
too long?
I won't say everybody. I'll just say
Isaac and Samuel. How are you?
When
guys
are y'all
getting
to town?
Yeah.
Because
I say, how are you guys getting to Broken Bow? And they will be like,
driving.
I thought that we were going to ride with you. Can we not ride with you?
Yeah. Well, what did they?
How are you guys getting there?
What
we're
going to
be riding
we,
together. How are you guys getting there?
Oh, it was when we were in Oregon. It was for Parker's wedding. Isaac texted me and he's like, so what's the plan for the night? While we're in Medford, I was like, what do you mean? Like after the bachelor party, I was like making sure he had a place to stay. And I was like, do you have a place to stay? Like, do you need a place to stay? Because I was explaining where everybody else was staying. I was like, we're staying at an Airbnb with my parents and Tyler and Jenna. And then these guys are staying here. Parker's staying at Becca and Wiley's. And so is Christian and all this stuff.
And so was Devin.
And I was getting super concerned. I was like, I'm already in Oregon at this point. Like, I don't know where you're going to stay. But he was like, oh no, I was just curious. I was staying with my family. It's like, oh, okay. Thanks for putting that on me.
Yeah. He said he was staying with his, I was FaceTiming him a little bit before the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about that same thing. He was like, "No, I'll just stay with my parents the night before." I'm like, it's pretty far.
Yeah,
like,
you're
gonna be in
Bend,
and the wedding's in Medford. It's like, oh, wait, is that far?
Like, it's like yes. Yeah, it's like 3 hours at least, maybe a little further because it's
3 to 4 hours.
So far out east. That's so funny.
Where did he stay the night of the wedding?
His cousins or his aunt and uncles or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I was like, no, you have to be at the rehearsal dinner. In the rehearsal. That was funny.
Yeah, I told, like, Samuel was just, was with Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I told him, I was like, you, like, hang out, like, you can stay
here
for dinner and everything. He left.
Yeah,
he took Isaac's car.
Isaac told him to leave. Isaac said he had to leave.
Yeah,
Isaac told him to leave.
He's like, hey, Samuel, you got to
get out of here.
So he, like, just drove around. I think there's, like, nothing over there in that area. So there was a Dollar General.
I didn't even get to. I don't think I've introduced him to Mariah, even. Like, he was
Samuel?
There for that little time.
Nah, yeah. He did. He was hanging up lights and stuff, right? I guess Mariah wasn't out at that point.
Yeah, but I don't think it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm going to try and not work very much that last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to stack it up so that when family and everything's here, just like.
Yeah, just chill.
Chill.
How long is your honeymoon?
10 days.
Okay. So when
That's
do you get back?
That's a perfect amount of time.
Yeah. 10 days after. It's 10 days after we leave.
After the 25th.
We leave Saturday, get back Tuesday.
Nice. Exciting.
I know.
So crazy. Yeah, we went to BJ's for the first time in forever last night. Pazookies.
Nice full circle moment with the waitress.
Yeah. She was pregnant.
She was a full circle.
When we first started coming
to BJ's. I think it was mostly about us. She wasn't even pregnant when we first started going there.
No, she wasn't.
And then she got pregnant.
Impossible.
And she had a baby.
But the main thing was that we got there and Christian was like, do you remember when it used to just be us three together?
Mm.
No.
And she was like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I remember
look
that.
At you guys. It was so sad. You were so
pathetic.
It was like, you were so lonely. Parker and Christian would be crying on my shoulders every single time.
Not
crying on each other's shoulders.
Gavin was single too at that point.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, when we first started going.
That was before we were married.
You were dating, I guess, but you weren't with anybody.
No, he was engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That is crazy, though, that we started going before my wedding.
Yeah.
Dang. That is almost been 2 years in the making. So sad. So all of you who did not take up our offer on doing Pizookie Tuesday with your friends, you've lost out on so much fellowship and bonding, and you're just not as close to them as you could be.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they get. We're getting closer and closer to starting the house. Plumbers came out today, dug up and tore up the entire foundation.
What? You guys just laid the foundation.
What the heck? Did you just get Isaac's text?
No.
He said he's getting to town the 23rd.
That's not right.
Maybe he meant the 13th. When do you think the wedding is?
When's your wedding?
The wedding's the 25th.
Did you ha-ha that?
Devin ha-ha'd it. Is he leaving?
He's coming for the bachelor party, then going home and then coming back. Yeah, call him right now.
Let's just FaceTime.
FaceTime him on there so we can see him too. Oh, wait, you're going to the whole...
That whole group pop on.
Get the goonsmen together.
Oh, that's a beautiful camera.
Hey.
Hey, is my camera on?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the goonsman is FaceTiming.
You can't see,
it's still FaceTiming.
I can't see my rugged-looking face, though.
Oh, what's going on? join the...
Oh, what's up?
Parker, leave that and join the group chat one.
Okay.
Oh, no!
I muted my mic on here.
Bye, Bryson. Good night.
Oh hey, everybody.
Bryson's in bed. There, I muted myself so you can hear me. Just put have one person turn their mic on.
Mine's on.
My mic is on.
Isaac, when are you getting to town?
I think Gavin and Kristen are on the same room.
New whip alert.
Oh.
Let's go.
So, we're actually recording right now, but how are you guys getting... How are you guys getting here, and when are you
here? We're driving.
From where? Where are you both?
Kansas City. I'm driving to Kansas City this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, are you gonna live there?
So, are you driving down and then leaving and then coming back on the 23rd?
Yes, because my suit pickup is in Kansas City.
Change that, ding dong. You texted me and you asked me if you
could. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shoot.
That would have been the most insane thing.
I assumed they would send it to the water pocket. They automatically sent it to the one like in Oregon. So I thought they would do it the same thing, but they didn't.
Okay, they most likely do not have it yet. But even if they do, they can just send it to Tyler. You're not gonna.
You need to call them.
Tomorrow. Cool. That would be much better. When is the suit pickup?
Mine's the usually the, like mine it said will be ready the 23rd of April.
Yeah, mine's the 23rd. Sam, where's your suit set to pick up? Better not be in Oregon.
Tyler?
Perfect. Gosh, I'm the only freaking one.
They
told me that everyone else was picking up their suits in Tyler, and they asked.
Say that for me. That'd be much more convenient for you to pick up a group.
People in Oregon are so much nicer and more thoughtful. Maggie, stop
threatening. Yeah, that's smarter.
But anyways.
Isaac and Samuel, can you guys hear me from all over here?
Diva's home. Goodbye. I'll see you at the party.
I'll unmute mine.
Bye.
Hold on. Can you guys hear me? One sec.
Oh my gosh.
Why is it doing that?
Oh my gosh.
You mute me.
I have my muted.
It's because of his volume.
Oh. Hey, can you hear me now? Where did Samuel go? Did he leave?
Yeah, he left.
Okay. Well, Isaac, you and Samuel can stay. Can you turn that off? You and Samuel can stay at the apartment. So we can. When are you getting here? When are you driving here the first time?
This Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll get there the same. Like we'll get there around the same time you guys will.
Okay. Perfect.
So
you're driving straight to Broken Bow then? You're not coming here to Longview and then back up to Broken Bow?
I'm just going to go
okay.
Straight
that would be a better decision. Yeah,
that makes more sense. Okay. Well, when we come back then, because we're getting back on Saturday, my wedding's a Friday, so from that Saturday until Friday, you and Samuel can stay. I have an apartment. I just live by myself, so you guys can just stay with me until... just until whenever you leave, because the night of the wedding, me and Haley are staying in Sulphur Springs where the wedding venue is. So you guys can just stay at the apartment in Longview while you're here. And then you don't have to go back and forth.
That way they don't have to drive back home to Kansas City every night.
Okay.
That's funny.
So tell Samuel that whenever he gets there. When is he getting to Kansas City? You said Sunday?
Yeah, he's getting here Tuesday.
Oh, and then your dad. I see. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Sick. All right. Cool.
So, see you guys
later, boys.
Right. See you later.
Bye bye.
Dude, he was gonna drive you from the bachelor party, drive back to Kansas City to pick up the suit.
I think once I started the FaceTime, it stopped actually recording.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Dang it, that's stupid.
That's hilarious, dude.
Dude, the June bugs have been terrible. They fly and they attack my front door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
They fly into it. Just ding, 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 ding.
Whoa.
Keep flying into my back door.
Yeah. Just bugs up my pants. Seriously, they flew up my shirt, flew up my shorts.
I heard that. Yeah, June bugs don't really do anything.
No, they just buzz and they land on you.
And you crush them and then they snap.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that we're in a recession right now?
Yeah.
No.
I know. It's terrible.
But I hear this is the time to buy.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know enough about stocks or stuff to just really do that.
It's back up a little bit.
But I have investors that do that for me.
Oh, okay. Dude, I was working today and there's a door-to-door investment banker. They gave me his business card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked with him for like 10 minutes or 5 minutes or something. I was like, I've never seen an investment banker go door-to-door before. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, it's hard work. He's like, are you going to be doing this like through the summer? Is this something you do every once in a while? He's like, oh, yeah. He said he's been doing it for like 6 months. I can't remember what the company he was with, but he said that like new bankers, they spend most of their time going door to door until they've hit like a certain benchmark of
customers,
of money
clients
managed.
Or,
yeah.
Oh.
Or assets managed. It's like once you get to what you want to get to $100 million of managed assets. And until then, you are supposed to be spending, like he said, he's at 10 million right now. And so they say that since he's at 10 million out of the 100 million, he should spend 90% of his time
door to
door and 10% of his time like trading or whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
It was, yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I could not do that job.
Yeah, that would suck.
Invest or managing people's money like that and having to decide where hundreds of millions of dollars are going.
Yeah, that's intense.
To buy and sell. Like,
how much of that is just decided by your... Can you be like a new investment banker and just go rogue and make your own trades, though? Like, I bet so much of it is just like this company's recommended trades and the employees can just follow what the whole entire bank
but
is
then
doing.
Every customer, every client is going to have their different like risk level that they're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I wonder.
That's true.
Like when you're really young, the best thing to do is like high risk everything.
Yeah.
And then once, like, 5 years before retirement, you go to, like, moderate stuff. Because that's not when you want to.
Who's your person? What's your company?
Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, I need to get in contact with them.
Yeah.
You do not have someone that does your manage, that manages your
yes,
investing.
I do.
How does that work? Is it just commission of whatever your earnings are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't pay them anything up front?
No.
What do you get? Here's 10 bucks.
They make money off of me making money.
Right. But.
But that's it. They, yeah. That's who my grandparents cool. have. It's pretty legit. Like, the guy is super nice that works for my grandparents, and he has, like, a team.
His name is Justin.
So then why wouldn't you give your money to them? Oh, if it, obviously, they take some commission, so yeah. It's just, like, you don't make as much. But if you're, they're good, then you still make
good,
more than
gonna
you.
They're going to make a lot of money because they're going to make you a lot of money, and they're going to make them a lot
of money.
That makes
sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
Because, like, my – it's for my Roth IRA, and so it fluctuates. Like, I can go in there and look and see how much money – I've made, but it doesn't really matter.
But they don't lose anything on the losses.
Correct. Exactly. It like there's, they're like, we're not FDIC insured like you would like a bank or a credit union. Like credit unions, you can do a Roth through, but there's not very much increase because they're an investor that they put it in stocks and stuff like in different companies. So I've got like, I don't know.
That's
like,
crazy though. They make commission off the gains and then they don't lose any money on the losses.
Yep.
So you just got to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But Merrill Lynch is a very big company.
I downloaded Robinhood the other day, so I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're all set. Yeah. You'll be just
your retirement's fine. You can do a max of $7,000 a year into your Roth. That's just $450 a month.
Oh, yeah.
So just something to think about over time. The biggest difference is when you start it young.
Time. Yeah, I remember that from Financial Peace, the Dave Ramsey thing, where it was like, this guy started investing when he was 25, and this guy started when he was 20, and this, even though this guy's at 25,
he's got like $1 million more.
He has less money than the 20-year-old because he started earlier,
mm-hmm.
and he will never catch up to him.
Yeah, I think it's like if you put $200 a month starting at age...
That's a lot of money a month.
Whatever. You'll have like, it's like calculated.
You start
like
when you're like 5 years old, putting $1.8 million
if you just keep it the same.
It's more than that.
That's child support for 18 years.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's more than that. I'm pretty sure it's way more than that. If you invest, depending on what you invest into, but like $200 from the time you're 18 until you retire would be like more millions, I think.
No.
$200 a month, guaranteed. Let's look it up. Let's look it up. You know what? This is insane. If I invest...
It's $2,200 a year. $2,400 a year.
For how many years? It's $2,200 a year. There
it's $2,400.
What'd you say?
$2,400 a year that
what
you
is
invest.
That?
That's just the money.
It's just $2,400 every year.
Well, multiply that by... I'm saying multiply how much money you're investing, you moron.
You don't multiply. It's compound interest, Gavin.
I thought compound interest was just the one that's in the word problems that doesn't actually exist in real life.
Gavin.
No, that's infinite compound interest. Is that right?
What?
Nothing
some
infinite
sort of,
exists.
There was some,
compounding
yeah,
interest is real.
There was some sort of like compounding interest we'd calculate in math class sometimes where it was like, this is not real life.
It is real life.
No, Gavin, there was one that... Somebody out there is going to understand what I'm saying. If Mr. Carey was in here, I could talk to him about it. He would know.
You would have. Dang it. I don't know.
How is it
say it's impossible to say. Say it's impossible to answer.
Did you even ask ChatGPT?
I did ask ChatGPT.
What did he say?
And it's giving me all this nonsense. Look at that. A bunch of math equations and stuff.
And I used to know all that, and I forgot it. I'm such an idiot.
That's nuts. These massive.
How much? Should, how I, much did it say? 1.4.
Like 1.4.
Yeah, we gotta start going
exactly
to school again
I
or
said.
Something.
Why, dude?
How do we
just learn some good skills that don't have to do with school?
I need to use my brain. My brain is getting worse and worse. I can feel it.
Getting
read
dumber.
Some books.
Yeah, no.
But that's just more words.
Reading.
I use words every single day.
Yeah,
no.
But you're taking in information. You dumb dumb.
All everything is words. You want information.
I take in information via podcasts.
No,
constantly.
Not
what
the
podcasts.
Same.
But what it like I. I don't
podcast
know.
Podcast is just like dancing on the surface. It's like
what
when
is
you're
school,
skipping
a
stone. I used to
gonna
know
do
like history and like government
read
stuff.
Some history.
And
what do you think
like,
a book is for? What do you think books
no,
have?
But that's like, I have to read this whole book. This is going to be about this one subject. Where in school, it was like, we're going to learn a little bit here, a little bit there.
What do you think? It was teachers that like threw together a lesson plan about these things, about these books that they barely read.
You can't teach math through a book. You have to have a teacher spoon feed you a little. They have to read the book first and then give you a little like.
They have to make sure there's nothing inappropriate in it.
You think you need to go back to school?
Math books? I don't need to go back to school, but. I just hate that I don't know anything anymore.
Yeah, dude, read books.
What do you need to know?
I've been reading a book.
Well, download ChatGPT and start asking questions, okay. Dude.
No, but then I'm just relying on a computer. I want to rely on my own brain. What are you, I'm going to be an independent thinker. I'm not.
How are you going to get
to listen to what ChatGPT tells me? You're going to figure out on your own the answer to all your questions?
I'm going
to
think of my own history.
what are you saying?
If I said, if I asked you a history question...
Do you feel like you know as much now about like things you learned in school as when you learned them?
I feel like I know more.
I know way more now.
More about other things?
About life, about things that I want to know about.
About things that I need to know about.
Yeah, but I know the things that I need to know about, but there's some things that I would like, I kind of want to know about that.
It's not really useful, but I wish I still knew it.
What do you want to know more about?
I don't know all the presidents, Gavin.
What are you interested in?
How important is that?
There's some awesome history books that you could read. I'm not really interested that much, but if you go to like the history section of any like bookstore,
are you serious?
They have just like the coolest like biographies.
Labels
and,
are so awesome.
They have some good stuff. Also, and I don't even like history that much. And I get in there and I'm like, dang, I should start reading about history.
Also, knowing the presidents, what good does that even do?
Also, I think just mostly know just math. I used to be really good at math. Now I don't know anything.
You're pretty good at math, but there's math books.
I'm not going to go read a math book. I never even did that when I was in school.
You just want problems?
Yeah.
Then ask ChatGPT.
I should do that again.
Say, hey, I was really good at math back in the day. And I want to keep getting better. I feel like my brain's deteriorating. Can you give me some math problems?
It'll just do that for me?
Yes.
So nice.
Of course. Say Christian sent you.
They'll know what it means.
They'll know what it means.
I keep seeing those reels of like robots arresting people. And it's like, wait, this one said thank you. Let him go.
Oh yeah, dude. Someone
would say please.
I'm so polite to ChatGPT. Memes of like how I treat ChatGPT and it's like with a whip and stuff. I'm like, no, I can't relate.
No.
Literally so
I'm so polite.
I'm so chill with ChatGPT.
I say thank you all the time.
Thank you so much, Chat.
Yeah,
my ChatGPT, I've spent so much time with it that it calls me like man and bro. Yeah.
There you go, bro.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
You have to make it like treat it like a real conversation, and then it'll feel more like a real conversation.
Yeah. Oh, what?
What the heck?
Can I have one?
I didn't know that was in there last week.
What's with these stowing away secret drinks that there's not three of?
We can buy more. We can buy some in general.
Those are Christmas ones. I don't even know if I want ones from 6 months ago.
No, they're still just these are coming from the store still.
The Santa Claus Coca-Colas? Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of them.
Oh. They're cheaper.
Tastes the same.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
Cool.
Tastes like airplane Coke.
I feel like I know so much more now than I've ever known.
Because
I haven't really forgotten anything, really.
Parker, you need to start doing bathroom remodels with me.
Oh.
You'll use your brain.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of math.
You got to calculate how much money you're making, how much money you're spending.
Episode together. The time's going to be all... cooked. Remind me to clap at the very end.
Okay.
Line it all up.
Okay.
You should though. I mean, it's also because your job is, no offense, mindless. So dumb and mindless.
I actually had to use my brain a lot more the last couple days. It's been nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. My job became so soul sucking that I ended up actually just getting really interested in like books and stuff.
Yeah, how is the reading go? I was thinking about asking you guys.
Good.
Yeah, same. I've been doing bad.
Because I had like no purpose when I was working at where I was working. And so I would just try and, find other stuff to fill my time with so I didn't feel like I was wasting it.
Mm-hmm.
And reading was great for that because it actually was, something that was had a good purpose.
Yeah.
And I still read mostly just the Bible now, though, because I just am working. And so... And I don't feel like when I get home from work before, I would feel like I haven't done anything today. I need to find something that would make today like purposeful. And so I would read books about like interesting things. But now I get home and I'm just like, I feel like I've worked a good day and I can just do what I want to do. Yeah. which is a better feeling.
So that's how it would be some of the days at work where there's literally nothing I can do.
You're just sitting there and
there's only so much organizing I can do of the storage room or like watching videos on drapes.
Yeah.
It makes me want to die.
Yeah. You think you want to do carpentry? Like,
yes,
you would want to do that. Like, yes, it's not like we've a part-time done all, job.
Only outside stuff, like patio shades and that sort of stuff this week. It's been so much better. Even though it's harder and can be frustrating sometimes, it's like a lot better than the, oh, I hate being inside.
Yeah. Well, I'm inside a lot too. Oh, I'm like inside, outside. Well,
that's your favorite part though, is being inside.
It's also nice being inside when it's air conditioning. It's
literally the best part.
Yeah. It's not really AC in the bathrooms. They usually shut it. It's like, it gets pretty humid AC in there while I'm working.
Dumb and useless.
It's like a sauna, which is good for your skin. Which is actually good
for longevity. They say it gets all the bad stuff out of your skin.
Yeah. You know what I want to try is a facial.
Yeah, I heard.
Because the girl Olivia got one at youth group.
Yeah, it sucks the gunk or whatever out of your skin.
All the cleans out your pores completely.
She said you can get two, buy one get one free, and it's only $200.
Oh my gosh!
And then I thought, maybe not.
$100 a piece. Like if we both went in.
No, it's buy one get one free, which means one is $200. That's nuts. Which, so I mean, buy one get one free though. Then it's still $100 a person. But just the fact that one facial is $200 is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder. It's got to be painful.
I don't know. I think she said it wasn't, but
oh, really?
Paying super attention, super close attention. But I was kind of.
I doubt it would be painful.
I'm gonna ask her tomorrow when they come over for their birthday thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a surprise. Devin was saying something, and Haley was really close. I was like, stop.
Be quiet. Cut it out.
Keep right there.
No more. Shh. Because
they love surprises.
Yeah,
they love surprises.
They love doing surprise stuff.
You mean women or specifically them?
Specifically these.
No.
Yeah. Those kinds of people.
These kinds of people.
We're, I get a coffee somewhat often when Hannah's working.
Oh.
I'll just swing by and pick up usually a hot coffee, but it's getting warmer. So I want something cold. And Olivia, speaking of Olivia, keeps getting this drink that's the special one. It's a breve, which is instead of half milk, it's half and half. And so I got it. And it doesn't really taste that much like coffee, unfortunately. There's a coffee in there, but there's so much half and half.
Mm.
And I drink, you know, a lot of dairy. I have a lot of milk, cheese, whatnot. And I drank that breve, and my stomach was messed up. And she had said that she gets a stomach ache every time she drinks it. But she loves it. And so she drank a large one today, she said, as I was coming through the line. I was like, I'm never getting one again. And she's like, I'm having one right now, and I'm suffering through the pain because it's so good. I was like,
ugh.
I cannot.
I don't think I would do that for a drink.
No.
I don't think I would ever get a large coffee in general.
It's the iced ones. It's
they have an extra large in the iced ones, and it is gigantic.
They said that people will come in and they'll get the breves,
extra
but they'll
large, extra they'll, sweet.
Instead of half and half, they'll do heavy whipping cream, which is like what you literally use to make whipped cream.
Yeah,
and it's so thick. And they'll get an extra large, like that would upset my stomach.
Yeah.
100%. But hey.
Gross.
If you like it.
If you like it, you like it.
I guess.
Interesting, dude.
Yeah.
Gosh. Let's see. What else is going on? So the world was under tariffs from Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
No, let's keep this going. This is a clip right here.
And then we introduced China to the tariffs as
104%.
Well. And then we ended up removing the tariff from everybody else and upping them for China.
Yeah.
It seemed to have a positive effect on the economy. Hey,
China, this is my friend tariffs.
Yeah.
Let's be acquainted.
Go ahead and shake hands. I don't know.
I just keep... That was actually really insightful.
That about sums up my knowledge of the economy.
For you guys there. Just go ahead and take that one home.
You know what? Take that one to the stock exchange.
I don't know if maybe we, I don't know. I don't know if that'll be good for us or bad for us. I don't know who has the advantage. I don't know who has a more powerful economy.
I remember it's being.
Trump makes it sound like, oh no, we got this. Like they can't. Like if you follow this to its end, China has to chicken out first before the US. But I have no idea.
He's also a good businessman.
Yeah, come on.
Abraham Lincoln was pro tariffs.
China has the best technology in the world. Have you seen China's vehicles?
No.
They don't even sell them in the U.S. But dude, they
China are only. Sorry,
so much nicer than the U.S. vehicles and so much cheaper.
What? Yeah, what are they putting?
They can
in
drive underwater and then drive back up. I saw a video.
Look up a Chinese car.
Chinese car.
That would, I don't even think that's useful around here. I mean, well, maybe with all the flooding, but.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That just looks
look
like
at
a
that.
Minivan.
It's underwater right now.
Wow.
Whoa. That looks like a Kia.
Yeah, it does look like a Kia.
Well, Chery. How much more advanced?
It's a Chevy.
Chery. That's crazy. Literally just knockoff version of.
And it's got, like, the Infinity logo.
Yeah, that's funny that they do just love doing that. So maybe they don't have the best technology in the world because they're just kind of copying the U.S.
How much more advanced can cars get?
I don't know, like, man. I thought the same thing about phones. They keep getting better.
They do. Invisibility, faster, more. What do you mean? More, better fuel efficiency?
Like, I'm saying the interior.
Like fuel efficiency,
invisibility,
I think, is what we're doing.
Capabilities.
I'm thinking like luxury wise,
cloaking
how much
devices.
More luxury
oh, like
can
more
they
gadgets
get?
And stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, they got all sorts.
Because like you can charge all your stuff.
You can literally like someone's truck. Haley's parents, they have a truck.
The King
and
Ranch.
Like while I'm driving it around, like if I'm in a tight space or something, there's literally a camera that I can see
all
around 360 around the car, and I have no idea how that's possible. I can see like the surroundings. It's not just like a radar or something. Mm-hmm. It's like literally a live perfect video of my surroundings. Like
I think it's because they have
all these different cameras and they splice it all together to make it
that's
look
so nuts, dude.
Yeah, there's so many cameras on there because there's cameras on the mirrors, cameras on the corners of the truck, on the front of the truck, on the side of the truck, on the back, on the tailgate. Like,
and then eventually all those cameras are going to be able to. It's going to be LED,
laser beam,
engulfing the car, yeah. And then it can become invisible and blend in with its surroundings.
It'll be like Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
like,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like they can.
Is that what they're doing over in China?
Yeah. Cloaking their flying spaceship to make it look like it's in the clouds. Some kind of reflective thing.
It seems as though the U.S. hasn't like had any new like military equipment.
Oh, they
recently.
Did.
Oh,
and I wondered. I bet there's so much that like the U.S. has
that's hidden
created that they haven't shown anybody.
They
until
just
wartime.
Released the F-43,
the new jet.
Look at that! It's pretty. Because
China just unveiled theirs like a few weeks, like a few months ago.
F-43.
Oh wow! Beautiful.
That
I'm pretty sure it's maybe
ship.
It's a 43, maybe it's a 47.
Is that
a 43? Oh yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Look up new fighter U.S. new fighter jet.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, that is crazy looking.
It's not going to fully replace the F-22, obviously.
F-47.
Oh, 47.
Boeing to produce new F-47 jet for U.S.
Isn't Boeing the one that things keep...
yeah, come on. Well, they're giving all their good stuff to the to the military.
Yeah.
Commercial flights.
Is Boeing
just
back? Yeah, I'd say so.
F-47. What's the other one? What's the other Lockheed Martin? But they're not vehicles. They're like weaponry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so crazy.
Is there
like,
another... airplane company, jet company besides Boeing? I feel like Lockheed Martin might do jets.
This is what you need ChatGPT for, Parker.
Airbus,
yeah,
Lockheed Martin.
Bombardier.
Lockheed Martin is just military, I think.
Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Probably French. Bombardier. Dassault. Aviation.
Huh. Oh, yeah, Gulfstream.
Gulfstream, a classic.
Classic. Boeing is so massive. Remember when someone was going to, like, be
a whistleblower
for them and then they shot him?
Nope, yeah. He killed himself. That's really so sad. He couldn't handle the guilt of trying to take him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, used to work on him. The rumor was, I think, at that point, they were taking broken parts, just like kind of messing with them and then throwing them on a new plane.
What's like the benefit of doing that? Just saving money. Pay for new ones?
Recycling.
I guess. I'm saving the environment. That's actually good.
That is actually good.
But they're just taking...
So you know the helicopter went down in the Hudson today?
Yeah.
What?
And like, it was 6 people dead and 3 of them were kids. Like, it just looks like it just fell apart in the air.
It was like one of those tourist helicopters that, like, you know, gives people...
tourist one?
Yeah. Tours of New York City, you know?
Yeah, I've decided I'm never going in a...
Hayden went on a helicopter tour of New York City when she was there.
I have to go on a plane in a couple days, bro. You know,
you
few weeks.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, this was the first time flying to Mexico where I was kind of like, okay, this might be my last flight. But that was only for like half a second. And then I was like, I've been on hundreds of planes. Yeah. I'm going to be fine.
Put in the AirPods.
And if I die, I die. You've and been I'm on dead. Hundreds and I don't have to worry about it. I'm dead.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Who gets Ranger?
The streets.
The streets.
Yeah, Devin.
Yeah.
Devin gets Ranger.
I don't want him.
No.
Ranger don't care.
The only time he likes me now is when we're playing PUBG. He wants to sit up on my lap or he wants to sit on the back of the chair. It's so cute.
Oh, so Hope got a dog. His name's Harvey.
Herbie, I call him.
Herbie?
That's just what I call him, Herbie.
Oh.
She asked me to let him out during lunch. And so I did because she wasn't coming home and I was home that day. Convenient. So I let him out, played with him for a little while. Then I attached him to his harness and then this post that's in the ground to just hold him there so he can still be outside. I had to then run into town to go to work.
Did you leave him?
Yeah, I left him there.
Oh.
And I had a couple meetings to look over some bathroom stuff. Came back home like 2 hours later and I was a little bit worried that maybe he wouldn't be there. And
yeah, you chained him to a post in the middle of a field.
Well, no, he's like chained. It's like one of those things that's like augered into the ground.
Oh, okay.
And he's hooked on there. It's like a wire cable.
I thought you
too.
Were like digging an entire post, like a fence post.
No, he's the whole thing. It's like meant for dogs. You
okay.
know? So I get home and he had food and water. Okay. He was just chilling. He had a ball. And I pull up. And he is not there.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm praying, Lord, please, I do not want to have to tell Hope that her dog is gone.
I'm going to have to replace Harvey. I'm going to have to, like, if I can't even find the right color, I'm going to have to spray paint him.
Yeah, it's like his paws aren't going to match. Thing. And luckily, so he had ripped the whole thing out of the ground, but it had wrapped around the post up by the house.
So he got
and
stuck
hooked
again?
Onto itself.
What?
Somehow, I took a picture of it.
That was the hand
That's
of God.
Crazy. I know. I was literally praying as I was at Econ Bath, and I was like, I think Harvey might get himself loose. Just don't let him go far. And he hooked his cable to himself, and he was just laying down on the on the carport.
Dang.
He's like, freedom! And I didn't tell Hope about it. It's like when Pluto's like running, his whole body goes forward, but his head stays back. Yeah, so he was just chilling there. I was like, okay, never leaving you outside again.
Okay, buddy.
Or if I do, I'm going to attach you to like a concrete
away.
Post or something. Not something that can be ripped out of the ground.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, never. Risking that again.
Never again. Yeah, some things that I do, and then after I do them, I say never again.
Yeah.
That would be one of them.
That would be one.
I just, Mariah and I trimmed off Ranger's claws.
Wow.
How'd that go?
Oh, life changing. Now he doesn't, like, stick to everything in the world. It was good, actually. We just, like, wrapped him up in a towel, and then I grabbed one of his paws. Like, when you press down on, like, the pad, it ejects him.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So I'm like, he can't even stop this. Cut them all. He was meowing like crazy.
I wonder if they get the thing where, like, if you trim your fingernails too short and it just hurts the next day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was afraid to do them too short, so I was pretty generous. I just got rid of all, like, the pokiness. They were so pokey.
Yeah, you just
got
to file them down.
Basically, yeah. I had that happen this week where I cut my nails, and then, like, this one I got pulled back the other day at work, and then this one just got pulled back. It does not feel good. Both thumbs.
I don't know. I think
they grow back. Rangers.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, they just take a little while.
I think Clementine's needs some of that action.
Yeah, we got some Clippers if you want to borrow them. You gotta have like some special.
Oh no, I don't. I'll use pliers.
I was just gonna use my fingernail clippers.
Yeah,
but that's kind of gross.
No.
Also, I think you got to have, like, extra sharp ones.
Yeah, they're a little, like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of curved.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then they cross.
They kind of look like pliers.
Like this, and then...
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Like cat paws.
It's like two cat claws together.
Oh, wait.
So maybe they just did it as, like, a cute design.
Yeah, it's kind of
cute. These are for cats. It's like cat claws.
Oh.
We also took them over to mom and dad's
mm-hmm.
when we had dinner on Saturday. That was hilarious watching him interact with Scout. Scout could not see him.
Yeah.
He stepped on him a couple of times.
No. That sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
Poor Scout can't see anything.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Ranger would not sit still, though. He literally was moving around the entire time for 4 hours.
He was just running around the house. Freaked out by the dog.
Did he poop or pee?
No, mm-hmm. and didn't bring his litter box or anything. We were just hoping he didn't have to do it.
He's good. Cats are pretty good at holding it.
Yeah, I think so.
They can hang out for a while. They have good self-control.
Mm-hmm. We got home from youth group last night, and like, where's Ranger? Usually is either on the couch or he like comes up to us, and we're like calling for him, and we hear him meowing in the distance. He accidentally locked him in the bathroom. So he's just in there for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's a couple hours. Chilling.
He was fine.
He has a sink and the bathtub to hang out in.
Yeah, his two favorite things.
Literally.
Good thing you didn't flood your apartment.
Yeah.
I've literally heard cats do that. Like, they can turn on the water.
The faucet.
And they'll just sit on it, and, like, the drain is plugged.
Yeah, because their body.
And they know. They just let it
They don't flow. Know, Gavin. Well, sometimes she'll just go up and stuff and just
smack.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so there's like scoot stuff off the counter.
It's like a tick.
He steals bracelets. That's his big thing. Bracelets and hair ties.
Yeah, you lost your.
I took off my my bracelet. I've had it for probably 5 years.
Yeah.
6 years. Maybe more. Never lost it. Wear it every day. Took it off and set it on the side table when we were playing PUBG. Forgot to take it with me to bed. And in the morning, it's just gone. Yeah. No idea where it is. It'll turn up eventually.
It's eaten.
But
yeah, I gotta find my blue one I've had for like 2 years. Don't know where it went. I lost it the other night.
Oh crap. You don't even have a cat.
I know. Quip. I'm guessing it's in the couch.
Last time I lost it, it was sitting on my nightstand and he took it and I found it under the bed later. Because he would go and hide under the bed.
You're gonna find
so I put it in my own drawer in like my side drawer.
You're gonna find a stash of stuff when you guys move out of that place one day.
Yeah, probably.
Would you guys want to live here?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Definitely would.
And then Nate moves into the big house.
Oh, yeah. He came to our small group on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was asking about the house.
He's checking it out.
It. Yeah. Scoping it out.
Yeah. I feel bad for him. He was gone. Well, he was gone in Waco. For 2 nights, we were playing PUBG, didn't get to join.
Oh, yeah. Dad said he got online on Tuesday night to see if any of us were playing. No, that was like the one night we didn't play.
Yeah, seriously.
But he didn't even text us or anything.
Yeah, you got a text.
That's not the bat signal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, because you guys always, get notifications when somebody, one of your friends is online.
Yeah.
I've never had that notification.
You make him a favorite friend and then...
It's not for everybody. It's just for my favorites.
Just for my favorites. Oh. So I get a little G Money's online. I get a little C Money's.
You are...
Christian appears offline.
Offline.
Yeah,
so you've been offline for 108 days.
I know. It's so sad.
It's so annoying.
Never coming back.
Because I have to text you to see if you're online, because otherwise I can't invite you to anything.
And that's why I do it.
He doesn't want everybody to know how much he's playing.
Yeah. I thought it was like a countdown to when they're married or something. Because I noticed it around when you guys got engaged.
Notice what?
That you were appeared offline.
Oh.
This many days till the wedding.
Yeah.
How would he do that?
I don't know.
That's a dumb thought, Parker. That's why you need to go back to school.
That could be fun. Like, this many days have passed since this day, and this day started at like 200 days.
No, you should.
And it's been 100 and whatever.
You should turn it to online, and then when you get married, appear offline.
Wow. This many days. Goodness.
This many days.
Been married this
he's
many
been
days.
Married and not allowed to play Xbox.
Tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
Tomorrow will be 6 months of being married.
Really?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is 2 weeks until Christian's married. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. We didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't.
And
how could we have?
Tomorrow is Hannah and I's. I don't know. We didn't have anything on the 11th.
Dang it.
Hmm. You got married on the 11th?
October 11th.
When was your first date?
May 13th.
May 14th.
13th.
It was the 14th, and so was his.
No, it was the same as his, and it was the 13th.
It was the 14th. No, I don't know. I thought it was the 14th, and I thought you guys had the same first date.
Dang,
Christian just lit himself on fire.
He's like, oh, let me keep pushing down on the gas and the flint.
I forgot to get my flint and steel from the thing.
That's where I lit it right there. Dink.
They're giving away survival kits at the men's Bible study.
Oh, mm-hmm. What?
I missed it. I forgot to go tell Anthony. I don't have one either.
Catches on fire.
I need to get the whole thing.
Yeah, I need to get it. Wait, what were we just talking about? It's May 13th.
That's going to swell.
That's going to leave a mark.
It's May 13th, and we got engaged November 20th.
May the 13th be with you.
And married June 8th.
Me and Haley's 3-year anniversary is in 2 weeks.
No. Not 3 years.
It's in
No, it was not. We haven't been here 3 years.
You started dating in 2023. It's 2025, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were e-dating while we lived in Oregon.
Yeah.
What? Why did I think that we'd already been dating for 2 years? Instead, I've been telling everybody that we've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah, so you're like, once we get to this, that's three, probably.
Dang.
When's her birthday, for real?
She turns 18 in... Her birthday is April 13th. It's in like...
It's on 3 days. Because that's Isaac's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Shut up.
Yes, it is.
Don't say that.
It's in my calendar.
Wow.
Hey, unless it's the other Isaac.
Today's Casey's birthday.
Really?
It's also Shasta's birthday.
What's 9 months before April? Don't answer that.
FaceTime Isaac right now.
I don't know. That cut that out.
We need to do a background check.
It's not even true. That's July.
Yeah, July. 4th of July. Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Baby. I'm pretty sure Isaac's birthday is April 13th.
I know a ton of people that were born in April.
Really?
Me too.
Uh-huh. A ton?
Apparently I do now.
You know 2,000 people?
2,000 pounds of people? Yeah,
I know 2,000 pounds of people. Are you serious?
Actually, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy.
What do you love about birthdays?
I'm excited for my birthday.
We know.
Yeah. I've got your birthday present already, just so you know. So
sorry, I can take that thing off the list.
That list is garbage.
Dang. I asked for a Martinez hammer.
That thing's like $300.
It's $350.
I can.
It's titanium. That's why.
And go to the local construction site and buy Martinez's hammer from him. It took me, the wheels were turning for a while.
Yeah, that took a little bit to get out.
And then I folded and laughed.
I can go to the local construction site.
It works though.
I couldn't even get it out. Man. Martinez hammer. Interesting. That's a weird gift.
What do you want?
What is cool about it or whatever it is?
It's titanium.
Oh, okay.
It'll last forever, and you can switch out the heads.
Will last forever
if you ever need to.
Will last forever, or do you need to switch out the heads?
Well, you can for like a finished one or a framing one that has like a waffle.
Dang it, I thought I had a
face on it or a sledge.
A waffle face.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of spikes on it.
Doesn't the Bible say that heavens and earth will pass away?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Actually,
it'll last
forever. Don't remember Martina's hammer being in there.
Yeah, me either. That's actually really weird.
It's titanium. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
It's also, this one's murdered out, so it's all black.
What's that, the rod of God? What were those made out of?
What?
Vibranium?
You know, the rods that they would drop from the sky and it would hit and it was like a bomb. It was basically just a rod of metal.
Yeah, how do you know about that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to know about that.
Did I tell you about that? I'm pretty sure we were
in the same conversation about it.
Oh, okay. So I remember when I first learned about this, I was telling everybody. So I figured, I didn't know if you were on the list.
Of drop from space.
Project Thor.
Project Thor. What are they made out of? Plutonium, I think. There's like a rod of Thor. What is the rod of Thor?
Tungsten.
Tungsten, yes. Mm. Tungsten rods. Man.
Oh, a theoretical weapon.
And then not that big. That's crazy. They're not theoretical. Are they theoretical? I was telling everybody that they're up there right now.
1 foot in diameter and 20 feet long.
Oh, because it's kinetic impact. It's not explosive. So it's like...
It's just the speed. Not just everywhere.
Uh-huh. I don't know. See, if I went to school or if I still knew stuff, I would know what kinetic meant. I don't.
Yeah, there's a kinetic book out there.
You want to be in school forever? Let's see,
what does kinetic mean?
It's like potential... No, there's potential energy.
Kinetic.
Is
transferred.
I know, what does that mean in the context of explosions?
Okay, this is what I was talking about. Potential energy. Okay, kinetic energy is energy that's being expelled. Is that correct?
Yeah, but what does that mean for explosions?
Like, I don't know. It's just energy being sent everywhere.
Then every explosion is kinetic. I'm not going to say.
There's five types of kinetic.
Explosion that results purely from the physical impact and energy of motion. Oh, okay, so it's not like a chemical reaction, an explosion.
Combustion.
It's purely impact.
From... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That actually makes sense.
Like punching somebody. When an object
like a missile or asteroid hits a target at extremely high speeds, the force of the impact alone can release an enormous amount of energy. Yeah, like when a missile hits something at 1,000,000 miles an hour, there's a kinetic explosion, but there's also a chemical or whatever the other kind of explosion would be.
Some sort of combustion.
Yeah, combustion, fire. Right. And that's making majority of the actual... But with something that's only kinetic, it would be like throwing a baseball or something or whatever.
Punching something really hard.
And then stuff goes everywhere, but it's only kinetic. You didn't create a chemical reaction.
Like a bullet would be kinetic energy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's true. Unless it had some kind of... Like
explosive on
explosive
it.
Like on
the ones
it.
From Hunger Games that she shoots at the airplane and then she... And then it blows up too.
Like
a meteor Hawkeye. Impact would be a kinetic impact.
Yeah.
It's not exploding. Wow. That is just... See, ChatGPT, dude. I would have never known that. But it makes so much sense.
They need a cooler name for that. Because we have explosions.
Kinetic...
Kinsplosions doesn't sound...
Yeah, not really that good.
Kinspulsions.
There you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kinsplosionetics.
That's better. We're on to something now.
I think we are on to something cool. Huh.
Wow. Christian, this is your last week then solo in the apartment, because then Isaac and Samuel will be here, and then you live with Haley.
Yeah, wow. Next Wednesday will be my last day riding it solo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Clementine, get ready for a roommate.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, two roommates.
So fun. Excited. Did you have your meeting with the DJ?
No, it's on Monday.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I have some time. Oh, I thought I had less time, but I have more time than I thought.
Yes.
Get all the songs. Oh, we gotta make that song. Yeah. About Christian. What do you want it to be about? Don't tell me.
Make it hilarious. That's it.
Oh, hilarious?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna make Christian a song for his wedding, like we did for those AI songs about
everything.
Or like make it sick. Yeah, just something that people are like, you guys wrote this? That people, like people that don't know about it.
Yes, we did.
Like, yo, this is crazy. All the old people are like, no way they made this song.
What?
How do they do that? I never heard this song.
Yeah,
it's so
I'm
good.
Excited, dude. And make it lit, danceable, you know. It has to be undeniably a banger. Because
yeah, undeniably
if it's,
a banger.
It can't be a flop.
Some song that nobody's heard, it's like,
oh, cool.
I'm so confused.
What is Christian a SoundCloud rapper now? He wants to like show his music.
Because at the dang Mexican wedding I was at, when an American song came on that wasn't super, super popular, they were like, everyone left. And then some random Mexican song. I don't know what Spanish they're saying.
A la ciencia.
But it's bumping good. I'm getting out there. I'm getting after it. If it's doing a good beat, that's all you need.
Yeah.
They party harder than us?
No, they just party longer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Like, the wedding celebration was several days.
Oh.
And what? They did one, like, the week before with just their family. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm. Saturday night was their wedding ceremony. Well, like, a couple weeks before, they actually, like, signed up their marriage certificate and everything. That's, like, a pretty big, like, that's a common thing in Mexican culture, apparently. But they weren't actually married. Like, they wouldn't have considered themselves married. They didn't consider themselves actually
so they weren't living married. Together yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then the wedding night was Saturday. And Sunday morning, they were at church. And then we had a barbecue with all their family and friends and stuff.
That's cool. Oh,
really? Like a smaller group, but at the wedding venue and everything.
Huh. That's cool.
It was fun.
Wow.
That's where I played Catan. And I won.
You did?
Yeah. We didn't even speak
first time ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, not pretty much.
No.
That's the only before. Time you've ever won.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it does. Are you going to go to Oregon for Christmas?
No, probably not.
No.
Mm-mm.
I was going to say you could come snowboarding with us.
Are you going to Oregon for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Are you?
Aren't you?
Yeah.
What?
Nice. Yeah, we all
coincidence.
Are.
I love Oregon. I would like to go, I don't know when I'm going to go, during the fall for a football game and then back for 4th of July.
Probably. I want to go for a game so bad.
Yeah, dude, come with us. Me and Haley are going to go every year. Yeah, we're going to go to one game every year. It was so fun. That Ohio State game was so
yeah, that's
fun.
Crazy.
That was like the highlight of my life.
I remember listening to the game on the radio because...
Oh, that's weak.
I was in the airplane. It was for the first half. The Wi-Fi went out that I had paid for.
That's right.
Yeah, that's also.
And that came back literally right as the game ended.
And we were texting you everything.
And I saw the text.
Yeah. It was so loud.
Go Dawgs!
Remember all those videos of Ohio State fans like texting people, being like, "This is insane.
The loudest. Yeah.
This is the loudest stadium I've ever been." It was incredible.
Can't believe your dad was experience. Watching it on a plane. And like had his noise canceling headphones in and didn't realize how loud he was being.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
He got up and like apologized to everybody around him.
Oh, really?
He was being so loud, like, let's go!
Kenny had his noise canceling and didn't realize.
Was your mom sitting next to him?
No, he was by himself for some reason.
Because
I don't think it was that
your Jacqueline mom didn't come
for the wedding.
Oh, yeah,
wedding.
That's right. Yeah. Their noise canceling, that's hilarious. Sorry.
Let's go!
I'm sorry, everybody.
Guys, it's the biggest game of the year right now.
Why are you running it up the middle? Oh, he slid. Oh, let's run it again. The plan that just failed before.
You know he was saying that.
Oh, that's exactly what he was saying. That game was so stressful.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
But it was like, he slid, and everybody starts jumping up and celebrating.
Yeah. Dude, that video that like, I took of Haley, like, screaming, remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took the video on the field, and it's. We were both yelling, but you could hear Haley's voice because everyone else yelling was like a man's voice.
Yeah.
And then
Oh my gosh! Oh, you were taking a video at the for the final play?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that again.
You gotta show me on Instagram.
Yeah, you got to play it again, though.
Oh, I got to go.
I want
to
see it.
The one on Instagram is like the background, though, has like a song, so you won't be able to hear the yelling.
Christian has no post, but then he posts the duck game. Look how happy they were right there.
That's the happiest I've ever
seen.
They
are not even going to be that happy on their wedding day.
That was during the game. They let us on the field there. Just kidding. This wasn't the play, but this is just when they were singing a song.
Parker, your volume on your laptop is down.
This is the final play here.
Okay.
But you're not going to be able to hear it because it's like, this is a song in the background.
Oh my gosh!
No game audio.
But you can just watch and watch the.
And then when people realize
it starts shaking.
That person in front. Oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh! That was so awesome.
I'm so glad you recorded that.
Oh, I love the ducks.
Yeah, just chaos.
That's
two
such
minutes
a
later.
Sick contrast. I saw that Taylor Lewan and Will Compton are in Eugene right now.
Oh really?
Have you seen those guys?
No, the name
they
is super familiar.
Let's see. These guys, they're like ex-NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing in Eugene?
They're just hanging out.
They're posting a bunch of stuff. Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Marcus already got gray hair.
He NFL aged him like crazy. I think he played for the Titans. So I think he played with Mariota.
Yeah, I've seen these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Funny, though. They were the people, you saw that video where they were at the Oregon-Ohio State game, and, like, the dude that Dan Lanning, like, grabbed and, like, shook was one of these guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's Dan Lanning right
there. Or, like, dapped him up or something super hard.
After the game?
Yeah.
Like, right when it ended?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
The Oregon Duck. The
Oregon guys or something?
I don't know. I think they just know.
They play at Notre Dame.
Dan,
well. I guess that was, like, the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
Everyone was there.
And I think they were going to games every week.
Oh, right there. Oh, back up. Right there.
This one? Oh, that's, yeah, this so picture. Sick.
Dude, I high-fived Dan Lanning before the game. It was so sick.
Oh, yeah. That's so sick.
It was awesome.
That's probably what did it.
Probably the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was licking my hand.
Haven't washed it still.
Yeah, still.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for football, and I love the Ducks so
much. I know,
much.
Dude.
We got to get some Ducks. Mariah
is super excited for football there. Season.
I think Haley likes football season.
And Anna likes it, I guess.
Right, does not like it.
Really?
No. But she likes watching football. Like, her family grew up watching football, so she doesn't, like, hate watching.
Yeah, Hannah doesn't really mind. She likes
watching Duck
games.
I think she just gets annoyed with how much I talk about the Ducks and how much I will not stop talking about them.
Oh, really? Oh, Hannah loves it. She loves the Ducks.
She loves my Ducks?
Yeah.
Mike. She loves her Ducks.
She loves the Ducks.
I also would not stop talking about them to her on the honeymoon.
Oh.
Because I had no one else to talk to about it. especially after that game.
Yeah, that was like the biggest game of all time, uh-huh. Dude.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, that was.
We were talking about it nonstop.
Then we got blasted in the Rose Bowl. That was awesome.
That was so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. What do you think this year? I heard that we're getting a whole new offensive line. That's my only concern. I think that every single position group is getting better except for O-line. And I don't know if they're getting worse. I just don't know.
Ui Ungalale is still there. He was only a sophomore.
Yeah, he's D-line.
He's good. We lost Tez, Terrence, Dylan.
I'm not worried about Terrence.
Jordan James.
We have six wide receivers.
Will be just fine.
We have DeCorian Moore instead of Tez. That's fine. We have at running back that dude from Tulane who's the greatest running back in the portal. What was it?
Trevor something.
No,
I'm thinking Trevor Etienne.
I'm going to just put that down. Keep burning myself. What is that guy's name? Dang it, bro. Whatever. But quarterback, I don't think that Dante Moore is going to be worse than.
No, I think he's going to be fine. He's taller for sure. He looks like he can run.
Makai Hughes. He's supposed to be super, super good. He was the number one running back in the transfer portal this last year. And then what other positions are there? Wide receiver will be just fine.
Quarterback's just Evan untested. Stewart.
Evan Stewart's coming back.
Evan Stewart will be there. Yeah, he'll be good. He was hurt in the Rose Bowl. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, and then Tez got hurt. Factors. Remember Tez got hurt in the Rose Bowl and was out for the first half?
And then Jordan James got hurt.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst experiences.
Ever. Also, Will Howard is... Such a.
I don't think he's getting drafted.
No,
you don't think he's going to get drafted?
Or maybe really late and then be a.
So, our friend Lucas from church, he's a big Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
He loves Will Howard.
Also, I'm not going to say it.
He loves men. Just joking, Lucas.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you going to say?
He's not that good.
No, he just loves Ohio State and it's so annoying. He thinks they're so good, and they're so not. Ugh, they make me sick.
What was so good about them last year? Let's think. Their defense was good. Their wide receivers were good. They had two great running backs.
They dang had Jeremiah Smith.
That's what I was saying.
He's
going to
be there for
Agbuka, Jeremiah Smith.
He's going to be a problem for a little while.
Yeah.
But
they had a running back that was a senior.
They have two great running backs. They had
Emeka Buka was a good wide receiver.
Yeah. What was their running back's name?
Quinshon Judkins.
Quinshon Judkins was one, and then there was one other. They were both really good.
Our defense was just playing trash.
Yeah, and offense.
And offense was just getting blown apart. Dylan Gabriel
running
was
at
not
the middle
going
or
well.
Throw a little check down.
I hate the check
behind
down.
The line.
I don't want to even talk about that game.
I don't
want
to talk about it either.
It's getting me hot and angry.
I think it's also just the temperature in the
room. Dude, 2023 should have been our year to win it all.
I cannot believe we didn't. 2023. We got took down by Washington twice that year.
With Bo Nix.
And also,
both, first game because of our kicker. Both could
have gone either way. We didn't get blown out either.
Penix is not that good.
We would have played Michigan, in the worst Michigan championship team of all time. J.J. McCarthy in the squad.
Yeah. We should have
eaten him alive.
We love to get really close to
the final. I can't believe how much faith people have in J.J. McCarthy right now.
I know, bro.
You think he's going to be like, do amazing next year? Yo, come on.
Also, it's so funny how people always have no faith in Oregon quarterbacks coming out of the draft. Like, yeah. They thought Justin Herbert was way too high. Thought Bo Nix was way too high.
Look at him now.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is...
Dylan Gabriel, though, I think is the worst of the three.
Yeah, yeah. Easily. Definitely.
He just...
He does, so I don't super think he short. Makes as good of decisions as the others.
Yeah. He is a lefty.
I feel like his ceiling's lower.
I mean, his ceilings are lower. He's shorter, for sure.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
He's like... He's not even 6 foot.
No, he's like 5'10".
Bo Nix is like 6'5".
He's not 6'5", but he's tall. He's like 6'2" or something.
Justin's the tallest.
Justin's a big.
Justin's 6'5".
6'7".
Nah, he's 6'6".
6'7".
He's 6'6". He's pretty tall.
I have no idea how tall he is.
I know Bo is at least 6'3". I was looking at his Instagram.
And why did DJ Uiagalelei come up 6'6". First? That's crazy. Why did DJ Uiagalelei...
6'2".
Play so bad.
Dylan's like 5'10". 5'11".
5'11".
But 5'10".
Yeah.
On high school, like, the pamphlets that you'd get going into a basketball game, they tell you, like, the lineup and the heights.
Yeah.
They always lied on them.
Oh, yeah, always, like, six like, inches different, like, dude. They all sports.
Genuinely for...
They all do
like
that.
All the girls' games, like they would lie about the heights at least a couple inches to intimidate the other team. But then you walk in there and it's like you're all short.
They do that for the men's team too.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know they had 3 7-footers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wrap it.
Nice landing.
Thing, Parker.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.